KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jack Anderson. Today, our engineers are Cliff Hargrove, Jake Perlman, and Waylon Nera. And joining me is Uche to discuss his upcoming EP, My Generation, which is going to be released this weekend. Uche, can we start with a song?
Everybody gets the best of me, and everybody needs some saving. When am I gonna save myself? I try to make it seem like I'm okay, even with everybody judging me. Can everyone just stop saying my name? I'm not made of steel, my emotions very real, even though I try to guard myself. No, I'm not made of steel, and I'm tired of the war. Open your eyes and see, I at the end of my time, I'll die. But for now, I want to live my life. The bullets fly, but I'm not on the floor. And I won't take these shots from you anymore. I'm done with trying to protect the world. Oh, to the sky, but I'm not coming down. The constant battles have worn me out. I'm done with feeling bad about myself. No, no, I'm not made of steel. My emotions very real, even though I try to guard myself. Not made of steel, and I'm tired of the war. Open your eyes and see, I bleed. And at the end of my time, I'll die. But for now, I want to live my life. Travel down this long lost road to find a place that I can call my shelter, just to hide me from the storm. Oh, I'll find a new things that I can live for, a place of peace to call my own, or someone I can say I love. Steel, my emotions very real, even though I try to guard myself. Oh, I'm not made of steel, and I'm tired of the war. Open your eyes and see that I believe. And at the end of my time, I'll die. But for now, I want to live my life.
Wow. That was Made of Steel by local songwriter Uche. Uche, how are you doing, man?
I'm good. I hate singing that song.
Why'd you start with it?
It's too much. It's too much.
I was going to say, I have goosebumps over here. I'm moved.
Thank you. I wanted to get it out of the way.
Okay. Well, speaking of getting stuff out of the way, I like to start with a couple icebreaker questions. So You're 22 years old. You're originally from Houston. You come to Austin all the time, but right now you're a student at Texas State. So
yeah.
I'm going to ask you the question that every student wants to hear. What are you going to do after you graduate?
You know, I don't know. Music, hopefully, you know, whatever God's plan is. But, you know, I'm working towards being able to, like, get done with school and just, like, jump into music. Like, I want my last semester to be like, oh, my gosh, I can barely handle all this music stuff. I got to fly over here and fly over there. And now I got this test. And then, like, when it's done, be like, okay, I can just, you know what I mean? So hopefully, like, God willing, like, just, like, jump, like, deep into music or already be, like, making some heavy moves. But, like, even during school.
I can't wait to see it. But let's go away from the future for a second and go to the past. I was listening to your stuff on SoundCloud, and your covers are really, really great. I mean, you did a couple Beyonce ones, like an Ed Sheeran one, a lot of stuff. How did, over the past couple years, how did you transition from doing those really well-fleshed-out covers to doing these originals?
I guess it was just, like, always natural. Like, I was doing covers just because I hadn't put out, like, other than my first single with AccuView and Joe Jonas that they sponsored. Like, after that, I was just, like, doing covers just to, like, you know, keep posts and stuff, because that was, like, I guess, like, some people were looking at me. So I was like, okay, let me give them something to look at. Let me do some covers. And then it's like, you can only do so many covers before, like, you really just want to, like, put some, like, original stuff out. So, like, I mean, I had been writing my own songs, like, all these songs I wrote on the EP. So it's just, like, how can I, like, write, like, 400 songs but not have, like, several of my own that are already out there? So it was just, like, a natural progression. And then when I got with my manager and stuff like that, we started to, like, kind of put those songs together. And so it was pretty, like, seamless, I guess.
It's Uche in Studio 1A. We're going to talk a little bit about his new album, My Generation. But first, I would like you to define, what is Funk DM?
Okay, Funk DM. Okay, we were in the studio, yeah. And, like, we're doing Mob Luxury's the single. And I just kept, like, because I'm really into old school or 80s, like Rick James, Prince, Michael Jackson. Like, I love those funk beats where they hit that guitar like, bum, 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 you know what I mean? But I also really, really like electronic music and, like, all the auxiliary sounds and the drops. So it's like when I was in the studio, we're doing Mob Luxury's, we had a lot of those. You'll hear it in the song I'm going to do it next. And he has that rhythmic section, and it also got the drops and, like, the different noises that are in electronic music. So that's how we called it. Like, we were just messing around. We were like, it's like Funk DM. Sounds like funky DM. Funky DM. So it's something that we just made up. I guess that's what my sound is called.
Well, you got to define your sound somehow, man. Yeah. The new album is called My Generation. It comes out this Friday. There's the EP release this Thursday at Scratch House, and it's free, correct?
Yeah.
All right. You can find more information at uchesings.com. I want to hear a new song in just a moment, but first, tell me real quick about how you got into this whole management situation. I understand that your managing team worked with Matthew Knowles, who, of course, managed Beyonce, Solange, Destiny's Child. How did that work out for you?
So, like I said earlier, I won this contest, yeah, called the AccuView One Day Contest. And they flew me out to L.A. I told them what I did. I submitted a video, and I was like, they were like, what's your one-day dream? And I was like, I want to be the biggest star in the world. And I sang Made of Steel, the song that I just sang. I wrote that song, like, in high school, and I sang the chorus. And I got, like, a couple weeks later, I got, like, an email saying, congratulations, you won the contest. So they flew me out to L.A. Joe Jonas was my mentor. They set that up, and they, like, they did a whole thing. They, like, sponsored my music video for the, like, it was the first song I ever wrote called Shoe Fly, and they sponsored the music video for it. And while I was hanging out with Joe, and he was mentoring me for a while, one of the main things he said was, like, you're, like, really talented. You need a manager. He was like, you need to go find a manager. Bro, I went home. I went back to Texas. I sent, I kid you not, like, at least 500 to 600 emails to, like, managers all over the country or the world trying to find a manager. Ended up finding a manager down the street from my house who had seen me and had, you know, worked with Beyonce and Matthew, like, down the street. He had seen me in, like, 11th grade, like, and had been, like, watching me low-key in the background. And then, like, I was like, we had a meeting. And he didn't know what I was just, he thought it was a consultation. And I, like, sat down with my mom and I was like, I want you to be my manager. And he was like, okay, I got to think about that. And I was like, okay, let me know. And then, like, a couple weeks later, he, like, had to pray on it or whatever. But, yeah, that's how that kind of happened.
Well, now you're here. It's Uche in KUTX's Studio 1A. I would love to hear Mob Luxuries.
Bad. Mob Luxuries.
That liquid messing with your head again. Hop on the shoulders of your nearest friend, because the children from the night, and it is playtime. So now you're dancing with the trees again. I guess it's cool you won't remember them. Without a trip and hungry eyes, it is no good time. Yeah, you move tonight when I move tonight. Yeah, you move when I move. Yeah, we move tonight. Yeah, we blaze tonight. Go my grip tonight. Can explode when we rage like we run the night. It's the mob luxuries. Everybody turns up in the street. It's a mob luxuries tonight. It's the mob luxuries. Everybody do on in the street. It's a mob luxuries tonight. So what? We're covered in the powder of diamonds, and our veins are burning with swagger and gold. Mob luxuries, everybody do on in the street. It's a mob luxuries tonight. We great egomatous, we slinging that dope. We repeat this night like deja vu. The neon and the remedy swallowed us up. Now we dance in imagination. Yeah, you move tonight when I move tonight. Yeah, you move when I move. Yeah, we move tonight. Yeah, we place tonight. You're my crib tonight. Yeah, when we ride like we ride the night. It's the mob luxury. Everybody turns up in the street. It's the mob luxury tonight. It's the mob luxuries. Everybody do on in the street. It's the mob luxuries tonight. So we're covered in the powder of diamonds, and our veins they burn with swagger and gold. Mob luxuries. Everybody do on in the street. It's the mob luxuries tonight. But I have a confession to tell the world. Lately I've been on my lonely little white girl, a bystander in the dead of the night, hardcore tripping off the beat and the light. But the goon squad took too much, they lay looking at the ceiling. Listen, mob luxuries, everybody turned up in the street. It's the
Woo is right. It's a modern day amalgamation of Prince and Rick James there in the form of Uche. He's got his new album, My Grid Generation, coming out this Friday. You can check out the EP release this Thursday at Scratch House. We just heard Mob Luxuries. Uche, man, you're killing it right now. I got to say that I'm kind of bummed out that our radio listeners can't see all the moves that you got. But thankfully, we got the multimedia team, so you should be able to see a video soon. Are you wearing your own clothes?
Yeah. Not these pants, but, you know, I put together a lot of my outfits. Like, the outfit I'm going to wear on Thursday, like, I sewed that.
So just real quick, I got to ask, and I'm only semi-serious here. Did you have to make your own clothing brand just because of your height? Was that the main thing? Like, you couldn't find the flashy enough clothes in your size?
You know what it was? It's like, I just don't want anybody else to have what I have. So I'm going to just make something. And yeah.
All right, well, it's Uche. You got to see him in the flesh this Thursday at Scratch House for his My Generation EP release. You can also check out all his stuff on uchesings.com, also on SoundCloud, I believe. Is that it? You got iTunes, Spotify?
Yeah, once all the music comes out this Friday, June 9th, it'll all be up on there.
Perfect. Well, I can't wait to have you back in the studio. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Do they know how to spell my name?
Oh, that's a very good point. How do you spell the name?
U-C-H-E.
And the E has an accent.
Yes, it does.
It's not Uche. It's Uche. All right. Like I said, it's Uche in here in Studio 1A. It's KUTX 98.9. Jake Perlman, Waylon Nara, and Cliff Hargrove are our engineers today. I'm Jack Anderson, and this is KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.
I got my head up, walking tall, never gonna stop. I keep my eyes wide open, come too far, headed to the top. Faith that keeps me moving as I'm grooving each and every day. I'm not gonna play, he paved the way so I can celebrate.
I ain't through, no.
I got the victory.
I'm gonna move,
towards what he has for me.
I ain't through, no.
Better on the way. Every day, higher. I'm chasing after him, I'm going in, going all the way, taking that chance, cause in his head, I know there's no games. Grace, he keeps me moving as I'm grooving each and every day. I'm not gonna play, he paved the way, so I can celebrate.
I ain't through, no.
I got the victory.
Towards
what he has for me.
I ain't through, no.
It's better on the way.
I'm gonna move,
closer every day.
Woo, woo.
My eyes are fixed, I'm ready for them blessings.
My eyes are fixed, I'm ready for them blessings.
Keep it moving, you gotta keep on moving, say.
Keep on moving, you gotta keep on moving.
Moving, you gotta keep on. You gotta keep on. You gotta keep on. Keep on moving, yeah. Listen, I got the victory.
I'm gonna move,
towards what he has for me.
I ain't through,
there's better on the way.